Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and welcome back to What You're Not Listening To, the Audio Educational and Anthology Series here on Ace of Spades PDX. I am your host, producer, audio engineer, webmaster, researcher, and writer. Yes, all around Monkey Bear. And today we're looking here in the first week of May, near the weekend. Hope you're all having a good time. I know it's been a little difficult with all the coronavirus crazy going on, but this one's just for you. Well, they all are just for you, but maybe just a little bit of dancing will cheer you up a little bit. Because today we're going to be looking back at when boys were in bands. We're looking at the 1980s career of Duran Duran. And along with Michael Jackson, this was the band that helped kickstart a lifeless and dull music scene in the early 80s. At the dawn of the 1980s in the United States, the music industry was reeling from a variety of problems. An oil crisis that led to a vinyl shortage, an economic recession, and the ugly death of the 1970s music scene's most visible genres, funk, disco, punk, and hard rock. The charts were filled with often bland, adult contemporary hits that spoke more to adults with money than to young people. Of course, about every 10 years or so, a new, more exciting artist, band, or concept comes along that changes the game. In late 82, there were three simultaneous movements that were about to literally sweep aside all of the cobwebs. Thriller by Michael Jackson, the second British invasion led by Duran Duran, and the rise of videos on MTV. On paper, all looked fairly ridiculous, but as someone who was there, let me tell you how the old guard got completely caught with their pants down. Both Jackson and Duran Duran also benefited from the video explosion immensely, as older acts derided it as just a fad. By early 83, the charts again were fun. They were exciting. You could actually dance to what was being played on the radio. It was fun, cool, hip, and fashion was again a part of the equation, as it always has been in one form or another in any music genre. Naysayers be damned. Leading the charge from the UK was not the first artist to break through in the US mainstream audiences from Britain in the second wave. However, they learned quickly how the industry worked, and it made a boy band who wrote their own songs and played their own instruments a seemingly overnight sensation, especially with young women. As bluesman Willie Dixon once sang, "What the men don't know, the little girls understand." Duran Duran started out in Birmingham, England, home to a diverse music scene second only in terms to London as far as influence and scope go. Much like many of the most popular long-standing groups in history, they started out playing in clubs, becoming a fixture of the local nightlife. They eventually signed to EMI, as the legend goes, because it was British. The band quickly developed a huge fan base around the world, except in the US, in spite of constant touring and single video releases. In late 82, they asked their American label, Capitol, for a change. They wished to have their second album, Rio, remixed as more of a dance record, since the genre of the New Romantic, which they were identified with early on, never caught on here in the colonies. The risk paid off, so much so that they repeated the trick for their debut. As a result, 1983 proved to be a pivotal year for the band. They ended up scoring four top 20 Billboard Hot 100 singles from three different Billboard 200 top 10 albums. They would maintain success throughout the rest of the decade, but at a price. After their massive 84 world tour, the band went on hiatus and recorded successful side projects. But after their second number one Billboard Hot 100 single, and still the only Bond theme to reach the pole position here, the band became a trio, with guitarist Andy Taylor leaving the band under less than stellar circumstances, and with Roger Taylor actually retiring for many years. They would eventually reform with the original lineup in 2004, much to the delight of fans everywhere. In 2015, yes, 2015, out of seemingly nowhere, they also scored their first top 10 Billboard LP in decades. It seems that they're in a world of auto-tuned everything. There is still some room for some old-time rock and roll dance party music, and God bless Duran Duran for that. And we're going to be kicking off our very full show here, and it's all going to be pretty much dance tracks, so hopefully you're all having to get up and having a good time, and time for us old farts to show the young kids a little something about something, right? I drop it like it was hot, but at my age, I don't know if I can get back up, right? This is the title track to the Duran Duran's second album from 1982. This is the full-length album version, by the way. This is Rio, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Oh, is.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Audio Educational and Anthology series, what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. I'm Stu, you're all around Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. And let's recap what we've heard on our very first show for May 2020. And there's a reason I'm broadcasting this on May 1st, May Day. And you're going to find out later. You're going to groan. It's going to be terrible, but Anyway, recapping what we've heard in the first part of our show is starting off with Rio, the album version of that, the title track to their second LP from 82, and from the first Duran Duran album called Duran Duran from 1981, Girls on Film, one of my favorites of theirs. Following that was from their last proper album of the 1980s, All She Wants Is from 1988's Big Thing, kind of their dance house record. Following that was from their third straight top 10 album of 1983. I know, crazy, isn't it? Union of the Snake from Seven and the Ragged Tiger. Yes, they were Tiger Kings before Joe Exotic. After that, the title track to their 1986 LP, Notorious, and that song got all the way to number two. Great little groover there. And the song we just heard from 1981, this is a 12-inch single mix and was on the initial pressings of the U.S. release of Duran Duran. This is Planet Earth, the night version, and unlike most remixes, you know, where people go into the studio, producers do, and engineers, and re-chop up everything and re-kind of constitute whole songs, the band actually went in and did these night versions where they would record the entire song as a continuous 12-inch mix live in the studio fairly pretty much. So there you have it. That's why they sound so great even after all these years. We're going to be kicking off the second part of our show here with their breakthrough U.S. single, and interestingly enough, for being a British band, this single actually charted higher here in the United States. It was in January of that year. I remember being all over the radio, and I just loved it, right from the intro to on. Than it did in their home, their native country in the United Kingdom. From the album Rio, the second album, 1982. This is Hungry Like the Wolf, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Behind. meeting you with a view to a kill. Face to face in secret places, feel the chill. Covers me, but you know the plans I'm making stay overseas. Could it be the whole of opening wide? A sacred wine, a mystery gaping inside. The weekend's why until.
Chance to die, but can we dance into the
All right, and welcome back to the Audio Education Learn Anthology series. What you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm still your host, producer, engineer, and all-around monkey bear, Ben Brown Jr. A very fun May 1st show for 2020, Duran Duran, When Boys Were in Bands. And yes, my God, yes, I know, like, the One Direction's getting back together and, you know, all those K-pop bands, was it GO7 or something like that, and BTS. These bands aren't writing their own hits. They're not even playing their own instruments. I mean, they're fine for what they are, but, you know, give me the real thing. All right, give me the real thing. And these old guys can really still do it. And yes, they're still pretty, and hate is going to hate, right? Right, anyway. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? Kick it all off with Hungry Like the Wolf. If a song ever deserved to be a smash hit, it was that one. Yes, from 1982, from Rio. Following that was their first single. From Big Thing, I Don't Want Your Love, with some great backing vocals there from 1988. Following that was the single remix of The Reflex. That was the single A-side. The original version was on 7 of the Ragged Tiger, and it isn't bad. All right, it's the lead song on the album. Now Rogers of Chic, who was enjoying a massive career, streak producing mega-selling albums by Madonna and David Bowie at the time as well, remixed this and became their very first U.S. number one Billboard Hot 100 single. Yes, it's still fun, isn't it? Following that was their second Billboard number one Hot 100 single, which was the follow-up to The Reflex from 1985 with his gated drum sound there. And that was from the soundtrack to James Bond in A View to a Kill, still the only number one Bond hit ever in the United States. And the reason I'm releasing this on May Day is because in that film, the fantastic, the utterly fantastic Grace Jones plays one of the Bond villains, right? And her name in the movie is May Day. Oh, I know. I know. No. And as we just heard, the 1981 original single A-side mix of My Own Way was re-recorded and re-released on the Rio album in a much slower version. I actually prefer this one, and it's just fun. It has a lot of great energy to it. And all good things must come to an end. Yes, hopefully this has given you some distraction during the day. Things have been really tough for a lot of people all over. Things are going... did I not tell everyone on the first of the year that everything was going to go absolutely crazy? Yes, in one of those times, Children of the Revolution, I told you that I didn't wish to be right. But here we are. And, you know, this has nothing to do with Duran Duran or anything. I just want to say thank you to our frontline employees. Thank you to our first responders. Thank you to healthcare professionals. Thank you to people in grocery stores. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, people in online stores. For everyone who is doing what they can, thank you. And thank you, those who are actually staying in sheltering in place and practicing social distancing and all this kind of stuff and not potentially infecting yourselves or spreading the virus. We can get through this. We have been through worse before. Love to you all. This is the 12-inch B-side to Save a Prayer. The original version was on Rio on the end of side one. And this is a remix of one of my favorite Duran Duran songs, Hold Back the Rain, and love to you all.